God bless you, Elder Paul. Okay, the Lord called you elder. The Lord calls you an elder, a father to many. Now, there's a couple of things I want you to begin to take a look at, because you responded with this seed of $52, man of God, and you should have gotten your book now on 7 Deadly Mistakes. And I will also be setting up a special, perhaps a 5-week course on that we'll do once a week. And we're going to go deeper into that and look at it from some biblical standpoints to help bring increase around you. Because God says he's favoring you in this season, man of God. He's favoring you. And he's going to cause you to prosper, and you're going to reach, and you're going to be blessed, and you're going to have the ability to overcome whatever the enemy tries to bring before thee. And you're going to find, man of God, that new opportunities and new doors shall present themselves unto thee. For the Lord says, I'm stabilizing some things in this season. Oh, I see money coming in large sums into your hands, large sums of money coming into your hands. Now, health-wise, the enemy will try to attack the nose. He will try to attack the throat, the tonsils. He will try to attack the upper parts of the lungs, saith the Lord of hosts. But God says, know that he heals thee, yea, even in this hour. And he may even try to affect thy blood, bring something irregular blood circulation, or sometimes breathing, where you got to grasp your breath like breathing on this palpitation. But the Lord says, I heal thee, I heal thee, I heal thee. For the Lord says, even in September, an attack will try to come, but God says, you're going to take the proper herbs and the proper vitamins, and you're going to move in faith and know that God healeth thee and he restoreth thee. Also, keep an eye on your health also during the month of December. You're going to find that new opportunities are going to be coming your way, Brother Paul. I see recognition, I see promotions, and I even see improvements around thee. Okay, there's something around a baby. There might be a grandchild coming forth, or there's a baby around you, and you're going to almost be like a real spiritual father, and you're going to teach this child much. And what God is saying to the elder, okay, he says elder again, because as the elder, you are a father in the community, and you're going to be a father even in your line of work. And you're going to do something, I don't know, possibly even surrounding prayer. You're supposed to be doing a lot of work surrounding community and working with people and building people. God says, begin to anoint the family. Get some olive oil or some oil or something and begin to anoint the family. Anoint the family. Anoint your youngest daughter. Anoint the family. Anoint yourself. Anoint your wife. Because God's going to do something surrounding her with women. And God's going to also begin to heal her body at a greater level and a greater degree. Anoint the family for protection is what I'm hearing the Lord say. Anoint the doorposts in the house. Anoint vehicles. Because God says you must pray and build up family. The enemy will try to attack your marriage, where he will try to bring conflicts or arguments or things of that nature, bickering and things of that nature. But the Lord says, it shall not live, but he will cause you to prosper, Brother Paul. For this is a season, and this is a time of favor and opportunities. So the Lord says, get ready, because you're about to see some financial rewards that's going to be coming unto thee. And the financial rewards are going to be there to bless you. For the Lord says, there's praise in store for thee. For the Lord says, he's going to give you to bless you. God says, you're going to begin to see that Monday, Thursday and Friday are going to be your days of power. These are your power days. And God said, if you're setting up some kind of interviews or asking for something or looking for job advancements, Monday, Thursday and Friday are your days of favor and opportunities. And when you begin to ask things, if you're trying to get a loan or a car, those days are very favorable for you, especially even in the month of September and the month of November. I want you to listen to the word from the other prophets. Thank you, man of God. Let us stay in touch. I would love to do a one-on-one with you at some point with my wife, because there's so much more that I'm sensing and that I am seeing in the realm of the Spirit. I see great things surrounding me. For the Lord says he's going to increase you in an unusual way. Brother Paul, God says, pray over and anoint children. He says, don't allow bills to get out of hand. Relatives may try to be particularly troublesome, but don't let them disturb thee. God says, it's time for you to, you're going to strengthen, and you will, and you have. You're going to strengthen relationships with children and siblings and loved ones as well. It's a time of healing. It's a time where the Spirit desires to bring wholeness to wounds from the past. Childhood memories are going to be released. And it's time for you to make peace also with your enemies. And yet God says it is a blossoming time for you. You're going to see, Brother Paul, that September is going to be about advancement. October is going to be a time of self-reflection and readjustment, and December is going to be a time of completion and fulfillment, saith the Lord of blessings. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and God bless.
And God, I hear the word of the Lord for you. The Lord is bringing laughter once again back into your heart, and God is dealing with the areas of relationships. I don't know if you're married or... I don't know. God is dealing in the areas of your relationships. Also, it is important that you fellowship, you know, get back into fellowship. And even, I don't know if you have a church home, but fellowship is important in this season. That is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And God bless you, Brother Paul Flo. I hear the word of the Lord say this is the season of stability. For Father God says financial stability, and he's even stabilizing some things in the family. And I do hear Father God say fruitful new beginnings. For I hear Father God said laughter is returning to the heart as well as the home, and I see a fruitful new beginning on the home front. And that is the word of the Lord.